I knew my sister was smart, but I'd never heard a teacher say that about her, and I never heard anybody say that she was smarter than me. I was happy and jealous at the same time. My sister, the basement mole rat, was smarter than me? Well, I said, my mom and dad are pretty smart too, so I guess it runs in the family. Your sister wanted to be a writer, Mr. P said. Really? I asked. I was surprised by that. She'd never said anything about that to me, or to mom and dad, or to anybody. I never heard her say that, I said. She was shy about it, Mr. P said. She always thought people would make fun of her. For writing books? People would have thought she was a hero around here. Maybe she could have made movies or something, too. That would have been cool. Well, she wasn't shy about the idea of writing books. She was shy about the kind of book she wanted to write. What kind of books did she want to write? I asked. You're going to laugh. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Geez, we had both turned into 7-year-olds. Just tell me, I said. It was weird that a teacher was telling me things I didn't know about my sister. It made me wonder what else I didn't know about her. She wanted to write romance novels. Of course, I giggled at that idea. Hey, Mr. P said, you weren't supposed to laugh. I didn't laugh. Yes, you laughed. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Maybe I laughed a little. A little laugh is still a laugh. And then I laughed for real. A big laugh. Romance novels, I said, those things are just sort of silly, aren't they? Lots of people, mostly women, love them, Mr. P said. They buy millions of them. There are lots of writers who make millions by writing romance novels. What kind of romances? I asked. She never really said, but she did like to read the Indian ones. You know the ones I'm talking about? Yes, I did know. Those romances always featured a love affair between a virginal white schoolteacher or a preacher's wife and a half-breed Indian warrior. The covers were hilarious. You know, I said, I don't think I ever saw my sister reading one of those things. She kept them hidden, Mr. P said. Well, that is a big difference between my sister and me. I hide the magazines filled with photos of naked women. My sister hides her tender romance novels that tell stories about naked women and men. I want the pictures. My sister wants the words. I don't remember her ever writing anything, I said. Oh, she loved to write short stories. Little romantic stories. She wouldn't let anybody read them. But she'd always be scribbling in her notebook. Wow, I said. That was all I could say. I mean, my sister had become a humanoid underground dweller. There wasn't much romance in that. Or maybe there was. Maybe my sister read romances all day. Maybe she was trapped in those romances.